Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Oh, Cliff, how do you get a nun pregnant?
Fuck her!
No, you dress her up as an altar boy. Cliff, take that, Pope.
Get ready for a heapin' helpin' assassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, each week Cliff and Kendall typically bring you their award-winning podcast from two remote locations for safety reasons. This week, they come to you face to face. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cliff and Kendall, Close to Close.
Whoa, Cliff.
Whoa, Kendall. This is Cliff and Kendall, Close to Close.
It's Close to Close. It's face to face. It is fat to fat.
Fat to fat. Cliff and Kendall, fat to fat.
Cliff is here with me in the studio. Oh, we're here in the studio. And fat
we're having
as
technical This is what I was trying to say. I was trying to say this.
We should never be in the same studio together. First of all, we throw off the gravitational pull of the Earth.
First of all, it makes the building we're in lean to the left.
It always leans to the left. But quit pushing buttons.
That was a joke.
It's the new year's coming up, Cliff.
Kendall, happy. I want to be the first to wish you all the best for a blessed 2011.
Oh, God.
2011. Kendall, we started this dog and fat pony show in December 2007. What a quaint little year that was.
What a quaint time. What a quaint time.
What a quaint time.
We have been doing
time.
This. So I feel like we're instead on Saturday Night Live. We're like, we're on that radio show.
My juicy That one where they're like, my sweaty balls.
That one.
Kendall, by the hair of my sweaty balls.
My fatty fat fat.
2011, Kendall. 2011. It looks so much skinnier than 2010. Now, we often talk about being... Oh, my God. As if I don't... I'll never make it to 30. That's what you're implying. Now, Kendall, I have to say, we often talk about... We want to be Cliff and Kendall in the morning. If any light FM stations or light AM stations are looking for morning shock jocks, we are available. But talking in... You have this fancy... set up in the studio here and talking into these microphones, I feel like Shadow Stevens.
It's hard to get used to, I know.
It's hard to get used to, like how my fat.
Here is your fat.
Like my fat, it's hard to get used to.
There we go. We're learning all the buttons together. So anyway, Cliff, first of all, we had New Year's resolutions that we made a year ago when we did this episode.
Kendall, the benefit of having done 160-something episodes is an endless amount of clips that you can play.
We do. I'm going to play that clip for you now. My New Year's resolution this year is to be on Facebook more often and to update my status and you know, check my inbox. I'm doing pretty good so far. All this technology. I don't know how to take naked pictures of myself with the phone yet. Oh,
Kendall.
A great look back to a year ago. Cliff, that was my New Year's resolution, and I have followed it.
You have done it. You have been able to take naked pictures on
your
phone.
I've been Facebooking
more
often.
That's why I get all those wangs.
I put lots of...
those daily wang shots.
I put status updates on Facebook.
How'd I get on that?
But as we can see from that, Cliff, what you did was you just belched. that was your New Year's resolution, was just to belch a whole lot. And you did it.
I did it.
So, Cliff.
Oh,
That's not a joke.
Kendall, now stop. What in the world? Stop. And look and listen. What are your 2011, the big 2011?
All right, I forgot we had to talk about what's coming up.
What are your New Year's resolutions for this year?
Well, you know, I didn't.
That weird. How has 2011 been treating you?
It's been treating me fine. I've been working a lot.
Been treating me fine. Working
but
a lot.
Now, my resolutions that I made last year, I decided last year not to make a resolution about losing weight.
Don't even bother.
And since I didn't make the resolution, I did not lose weight. And so this year, let's get an applause for that. This year, I've decided that I will make the resolution to lose weight. Because this is the year I'm going to do it.
You know, I've got to.
What's your resolution for 2011?
To lose 1,000 pounds. I'm so serious. Next year at this time, we will play this clip and on our even more New Year's resolutions episode. And I will say that I've got to get back down to where I was when we started this little dog and fat pony show in 2007. I want to weigh that same number. It's not that. It's not undoable. It's not impossible.
Done it before. But
I've done it before. Kendall, I can do it again.
Well.
What about you?
What do you mean, what about me?
What's your New Year's resolution?
I just told you.
No, to lose weight. Kendall, we talk about losing weight.
Cliff, what about you?
Being so fat on this show all the time.
We get lost. We get sidetracked.
Well, when it's so infrequent that that is actually pertinent to the conversation at hand. So I was trying to, like every other episode, I was trying to redirect us back to the topic. But that was the topic. Kendall, and there's nothing funny about that.
No, there's not, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some bad jokes.
Kendall, face-to-face, joke-to-joke, that doesn't get no better than our show. Kendall, can I start us off
Start the hell away from my show.
You. Hey, you listening. Happy New Year.
Me?
No. Kendall, a half-dressed redneck couple was sitting on the couch watching news on TV with a man's arm around the woman. And the man, Kendall, he says, "Will you look at them homosexuals are ruining the sanctity of our institutional marriage? We ought to go to San Francisco just to show them liberals that marriage means one man, one woman. Ain't that right, darling?" And the woman replies, "That's right, Daddy." He was f***ing his daughter, Kendall, in Alabama.
What a young slut.
They have discovered a new use for sheep.
Wool.
Wool.
I'll get it right in a second.
A new use for sheep in Alabama. You heard it here first.
Cliff. No, you've already heard it here thricely now. Cliff, yes. Census taker in a rural area went to a farmhouse and knocked on the door.
Oh.
When a woman came to the door, he asked her how many children she had and their ages. She said, "Let's see now. There's the twins, Sally and Billy. They're 18. They're the twins, Seth and Beth. They're 16. Mm. And the twins, Penny and Jenny, they're 14. Mm. And the census taker said, "Hold on. Did you get twins every time?" And the woman said, "Heck no. There were hundreds of times we didn't get nothing."
Oh, whoa. Kendall.
Yes.
Rural America. Can you believe it?
Rural.
Rural juror. Two rednecks. Billy.
It's all about rednecks.
Billy and Bubba Bob. We're walking through a pasture. You know a pasture. Mm-hmm. Remember pastures, everybody?
And the preacher of the church.
In that bygone era. Bobby sees a sheep caught up in a fence and says to Bubba Bob, he says, "I'm going to get me some of that strange over there." And so Bobby goes over and sticks the sheep's back feet into his rubber boots, unzips his pants, and starts to have sex with the sheep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he looks over his shoulder at Bubba Bob, and he says, "You want some of this?" And Bubba Bob replies, "Well, yeah, let me see if I can get my shirt caught up in that fence."
Oh.
He wanted the old wang in the back door, Kendall.
I got it, Cliff.
That is just how nature
I got it,
works Cliff. For Bubba Bob.
Oh, Cliff.
Yeah.
A man.
Bubba Bob and Billy. Two incestuous young brothers.
A man who had spent his whole life in the desert visited a friend.
Oh.
He'd never seen a train on the tracks they run on. So while standing in the middle of railroad tracks, he heard a whistle but didn't know what it was.
Now,
predictably, he was hit and thrown to the side of the tracks with some internal injuries, a few broken bones, and some bruises.
Ooh.
And after months in the hospital recovering, he was at his friend's house attending a party. Now, while in the kitchen, he suddenly heard the tea kettle whistling. It's a long joke. He grabbed a baseball bat from the nearby closet and bashed the tea kettle into an unrecognizable lump of metal. His friend, hearing the ruckus, rushed into the kitchen, saw what had happened, and asked the desert man, "Why'd you ruin my good tea kettle?" And the desert man says, "You gotta kill these things when they're small."
The what things?
You don't. You weren't paying attention. You were making noises.
Desert tea kettle.
The train. Oh, he remembered the train incident.
It was like one of the when
it was
you
a baby train
at the end of Anna Karenina when she throws herself in front of the train because she can never love Vronsky. It's like that.
Yes.
Kendall in the hospital. This is a sad one, everybody. I hate to bring us down. By the way, that last joke, it reminded me of my song that our first lady and I, our song, leaving on that midnight train to where is
Bushtown?
That? Bushtown. That's our song. Kendall, in the hospital. Or if they in England, they would say in hospital. The relatives gathered in the waiting room where their family member lay gravely ill. In the waiting room with them, but in their own room. Finally, the doctor came in looking tired and somber. And he says, this is my doctor impression.
I'm afraid I am the bearer of bad news,
he said as he surveyed the worried faces.
The only hope left for your loved one at this time is a brain transplant.
Oh, no.
It's an experimental procedure, semi-risky, and you will have to pay for the brain yourselves.
Woo. Oh. I have to stop right now and say, you don't know where this joke is going.
I'd ended it right there.
You don't even know. This brain doesn't bear themselves. Kendall, part two of hospital brain transplant joke. The family members sat silent as they absorbed the news. After a length of time, somebody in this family asked, well, how much does the brain cost? And the doctor quickly responded,
$5,000 for a male brain and $200 for a female brain.
Dig this crazy voice of the doctor. Now, the moment Kendall turned awkward.
It turned awkward a long time ago.
Men in the room tried not to smile, those smug bastards, and they were avoiding eye contact with the women. This is like an old radio serial, like in front of the movies, like Captain Fantastic when in the 30s, next week.
Oh, we had part three.
The further adventures of the brain transplant in the hospital. Kendall, the moment turned awkward. It was an awkward moment. A man, unable to control his curiosity, blurted out the question everybody wanted to ask. He said, well, why is that male brain so much more? And the doctor, he smiled at the childish innocence and then to the entire group said,
it's just standard pricing procedure. We have to mark down the price of the female brains because they've been used.
You know, that was for the feminists. Here's a toast to the feminists.
Cliff, I particularly enjoyed in Act 2. The climax of that act was very thought out.
I like the last one, Lord of the Rings, Return of the Brain.
So, Cliff.
Yes.
This is not about the pearly gates, okay?
Oh, no, why not?
But it is about lawyers. A man died, Cliff.
Let's give it up for the lawyers. Here's a toast to the lawyers.
Let's see if you toast them. A man died, was taken to his place of eternal torment by the devil. He went to hell, Cliff. And as he passed sulfuric pits and shrieking sinners, he saw a man he recognized.
Shrieking sinners. When we have Cliff and Kendall,
12 shriekers shrieking.
Our own theme park. There'll just be a shrieking sinner just right there.
So the man recognized.
He's in hell, ladies and gentlemen. To recap.
He saw a lawyer snuggling up to a beautiful woman. He said, that's so unfair, I have to roast for eternity, and that lawyer gets to spend it with a beautiful woman.
Oh, no.
And the devil, he said, shut up.
Shut up!
And he jabbed him with his pitchfork. He said, who are you to question that woman's punishment? And the boss says to ask the secretary, do you know what dip...
do you know what dip... That's what she asked, and to that they had no reply. To recap, up to this point, we're in hell. There is a man, and he was poked with a pitchfork.
Oh, right. Now I got it. He said, who are you?
Because of a lawyer, a blessed lawyer.
The devil said, who are you to question that woman's punishment? That's the joke. That's why I got confused.
Listeners, I want to invite you to pray on that one. And when you're done, I want you to email us what happened.
The woman had to go to hell and,
Yahoo.com.
And lay there with a lawyer. It was her punishment, not the man, not the lawyer's punishment.
Oh, Kendall, if they bring shrimp home on shrimp boats, fish home on fish boats, and clams home on clam boats, what do they bring crabs home on?
Oh, I have no idea.
The captain's dinghy. Oh. Ooh. Kendall, what does 70-year-old pussy taste like?
It's not.
Depends.
Oh.
Why do horny women order at... Oh. What do horny...
Why do they?
Ooh. What do horny women order at Subway?
Oh, a foot long?
Foot long.
Oh, I got that one. I had Subway today. And Cliff?
Eat fresh.
A boss asks, Axis Secretary.
Oh, no.
Do you know what the difference is between a Caesar salad and a blowjob?
Oh.
And the secretary says, no. He says, great, let's do lunch.
Let's do lunch. Kendra, what do you get when you put 50 lesbians and 50 politicians in a room together?
Oh, an orgy?
100 people who don't do dick. And Kendall, finally, what do Republicans use for birth control?
I have no idea.
Their personalities.
Oh,
I'm out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You have been an incredible audience.
Tip your waiters.
Tip
we'll
it.
Be right back. We're going to go on break. We'll be right back.
We're going to go on a short break.
15 minutes.
A little hiatus here.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Patty Cake, you're a famous man.
Well, all I do is bake them just as good as I can.
What did you seek for Mr. Patty Cake, man?
I sample them, ladies, one from each pan.
Children start shoving. There's more in the oven. Hey, Mom!
Put Patty Cake cookies on your shopping list.
Oatmeal, chocolate chip, and sugar mist. I'm seeing varieties on your market shelf.
Why, they're so good, you're lucky I don't eat them all myself.
Patty Cake cookies.
And now, welcome back to our show.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Kendall, your New Year's resolution, why don't you finally tell us what it is?
I told
for 2011.
Shut the hell up.
I am just
stay
kidding.
The hell away from my resolution.
Stay away the hell from my resolution. Stay away the hell. Stay away the hell, everybody.
Stay away the hell. Cliff.
Now, Kendall, what is the most common New Year's resolution in America?
Losing weight.
Losing weight. That's why our show is number one.
It's so popular.
In America. Exactly, Kendall.
And I thought you were going to bail.
I've made a silent New Year's resolution.
Is that your resolution not to belch on the show?
No more belching. Now, before you go away, before you turn off this show out of rage, how often this whole episode, I am some sort of radio character, and there's no getting around it this morning. Wake up, assholes. Kendall, there's no... Kendall, what the kids are saying.
Oh my god. That was quite a intro.
What is going on?
I'm getting texts by all of them. Cliff. What are you playing taps? Okay.
I thought it said text. Kendall, what the kids are saying. My kids.
Stay the hell away from my buttons.
Stay away the hell from my buttons.
Cliff,
Kendall. Yes.
Kids are saying Christmas crashing.
Christmas?
Do you know what that is?
Crashing? No.
It's what we're going through right now. It is used to describe the after effects of Christmas or the holidays in general.
Whoa.
It is usually a busy time, very exciting and enjoyable. By the end of the celebrities, you feel exhausted.
The celebrations.
By the end of the celebrations.
You know, after Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
You feel exhausted
Ashton
and overwhelmed.
Kutcher.
People are usually groggy, lethargic, and almost depressed from exhaustion. I love Christmas, but all the celebrating, visiting my family and celebrating, I'm Christmas crashing.
Christmas crash.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, bitch. I'm Christmas crashing. This is what kids are also saying, Kendall. They're also saying pre-grit. Pre-grit. It is a verb, and it is the feeling of regretting. I guess it's a noun. The feeling of feeling is a thing, so that's a noun. The feeling of regretting something you're about to do anyway. Kendall, like when you go to a bar in January... And you...
I already regret eating those cheese sticks.
This is the show.
This is the show.
You
all
go
right.
to a bar in January, Kendall, and, you know, you're really, really drunk, and you're like, my New Year's resolution was to not fuck anybody from a bar anymore. But it's like when you get that whore that you met at the bar home, and you realize... Kendall, he's not as hot as he looked, so you pre-grit that you're about to fuck him anyway.
Oh, such
good
foul language.
Morning, assholes! Wake up, assholes!
This is a resolution show, not a morning show. We have evolved.
Kendall,
evolved.
It's morning in America. All right. That's why I'm confused.
Cliff, do you know what New Year's Fallout is?
New Year's Fallout? Nope.
It's the dangerous... Speaking of this...
Speaking.
This is exactly what you just said. The dangerous period of time within 1 to 2 weeks after the new year in which people try to go through their New Year's resolutions, often Ooh. Met with minimal success.
Yeah. Kendall, a Febreze shower.
Ooh. Sounds dirty.
It sounds dirty. Kendall, when you haven't showered and you don't have time to, right... But you don't want to go out smelling bad, so you spray yourself with Febreze instead. It's a Febreze shower. Who among us does not take a few hundred Febreze showers every year? Happy New Year, you listener.
All right, Cliff, do you know what New Year's Eve treatment is?
New Year's Eve treatment?
Nope. Now, this is the one that I was worried to even read. It was so bad. Cliff, it's the act of licking your girlfriend's butthole skin.
Oh my God.
While she is passed out drunk on New Year's Eve.
Oh
just
my
to
God.
See what it tastes like.
That's, oh my
that's
God.
The New Year's Eve treatment.
Kendall doesn't taste like anything. Kendall, no hand, Superman. No hand, Superman.
What
this is
that?
Kendall, this is when a chick is giving a guy a head.
Poor chick.
And she puts her hands straight out like she is flying. But she is still sucking his wang.
Oh,
she totally gave him the no-hands Superman last night, and he was like, sick.
That's what he was like.
And
Cliff.
he played air guitar because he was so psyched about that no-hands Superman. Kendall, I think that is a... I don't want to turn this into an FU segment, but that is a sexual tip.
That was a sexual tip.
That would
tip.
Be a sexual gift.
Sexual
a sexual gift you could give everybody. Kendall, I have one more.
Okay.
Finally, for the new year. Fatty, no friends.
Oh, that's me.
Fatty, no friends. Kendall, that is an awkward, obese adolescent. They are quiet, smelly, weird, and have no friends other than their mom.
That was me.
Or grandma. And when they go swimming, they wear an oversized t-shirt rather than taking their shirts or muumuus off.
Oh.
Kendall, these fatty no friends are often found near or inside of food machines, refrigerators, or fast food establishments. Their interests often include food, specially made pants, television, bad fashion, vampires, and podcasting.
Oh. But that's not text, that's text. All right, and that's all the things that you have. Kids are saying, right?
Kendall, the kids refused to text me more. Oh, my God!
What a bunch of bitches those teens were in that last segment.
What bitches these teens are.
Sexting pictures. Cliff, that's
Kendall,
stupid.
Now, have you ever sexted a photo?
No.
No, you know you've never sexted a photo.
No, I'm terrified to shoot myself naked ever.
You just do it with your... You don't take the picture, your head... With your head in it.
Okay.
You have to
no,
it from the
I don't
neck
take
down.
Any sex pictures, Cliff. I don't send sex pictures.
Oh, Kendall, can you really say that you are alive in 2011 if you are not sexting out there, kids? No, you cannot. Kendall, why don't you ask me?
Oh, right.
Hey, Kendall, why don't you ask me a stupid question?
Oh, it's time for Kendall's stupid questions. Oh, and fat.
Kendall, how are we so fat in 2011? Didn't we vow to never let this happen again?
We vowed that many a time. Cliff.
And I vow.
My first stupid question for you is if you could solve one of the world's problems,
yeah,
what would it be?
It would be Cliff and Kendall obesity.
Oh.
No. If I could solve one world problem, Barbara Walters, which one would it be?
I would say world podcasting.
World podcast. The lack of awareness for our show.
Yes.
I guess I would like, maybe, like, hunger. What was We Are the World for? Maybe that.
Whatever that was.
Uh-huh. We are the world. We are obese.
Good answer.
What a great, insightful answer Cliff. From me that makes Cliff 1, Kendall 0.
Cliff. What is your most prized possession?
I wonder if everybody will mind that I am talking like this.
Everybody minds.
I want to apologize, but sometimes you just can't help acting like this. What was that question again, K-Man?
Well, what is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession.
Yes.
You know, I would say my Bible. If my house were on fire, what one thing would I grab and take with me? My Bible.
I would grab my there are no Sarah other Palin Bibles. Poster.
There are no other Bibles available. Bibles are not for sale everywhere. They are not lurking in every drawer inside the Holiday Inn. The one thing you should always leave home with is your Bible.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for that.
Thank you.
For that message from everybody, the Bible.
On what at what clip show will we play these clips? Because they're all gonna sound like this.
On the announcer episode.
On the announcer. Cliff,
what do you want to make sure you do before you die?
Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is brought to you by Make Sure I Do Before I Die.
Yes. Eat.
Eat. I would eat. As we said in Bethlehem. If you had 10 seconds to live, we would head for the nearest buffet. And so that's what I would do. I would head for the nearest buffet.
Oh.
Ooh.
Cliff, that's all the stupid questions I got.
Kendall and I ran so far away. Kendall, I want to take these last few minutes of the show. Can I give a gift to the listeners?
A sexual gift?
A sexual. Now, what I want to say is I want to give everybody a fun time achievement gift. Okay, Kendall?
Okay.
I propose, my proposition is this. The best way to enjoy Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is either driving in the car on your way to school or work or wherever you're going for the day, prison. if you're going to commute yourself to a lifelong sentence, then that's what I would listen to last, everybody. Probably maybe the Fit Week episode, or...
Are you going somewhere with this?
Salute to the Elderly. what was I saying?
I don't know.
Driving to work. Did you ever think that that song,
oh my
Jesus
God.
Take the Wheel,
Cliff.
Did you ever think that maybe... Like, Jesus is just there to just grab, like, what if you're in the bathroom?
They're laughing at
me. And you're like, Jesus, hold my purse. Wouldn't that be lazy of everybody? Kendall, what if the best way to enjoy our show was either hyper aware, mega drunk, or, Kendall, where was I going with
this? God. Cliff, that's sad.
No, stop. I'm sorry, everybody, get your hopes up with that sad music that the show would finally be at an end. It's almost, if you are drinking, here's what I propose. If you have friends, bring them, invite them over to your house, okay? Or bring like an iPod, something with a speaker to the bar with you and play a drinking game with Cliff and Kendall. Coast to coast. Kendall, what could they take a drink for? They need to split into teams.
Whenever you sing.
Whenever I break into song, whenever one of us breaks into song, whether.
Or a belch.
Every time there's a belch and a ding together.
Yeah, one player does has a belch. And one other player of team.
One player has a belch, one player has a ding. every time Kendall repeats something that I just said, like like if I said, "Oh my God, Kendall, that is so crazy."
Cliff, you'd say, that is so crazy.
That is so. So every time, or every time one of us repeats what the other just said to fill time, and well, oh, every time that you meet like a member of our extended family, like Rayanne or yes. Sebastian or Mr. Snodbottom
or Alan,
the writers, freaking guest star Alan, you need to take a drink with whatever you meet them or we mention them.
Yeah,
and. When? What other time? Every time you hear the word disco stick,
yeah,
you would be so drunk before the bad jokes got there, and that's no joke. And it would be so sad by the time the sad music starts, you will be
it's no
puking
joke
puking your guts out.
Oh, freaking guest star Al.
I'm so sorry. I want to apologize to our listeners that this episode has to end.
It has to end.
All good things.
All good things.
All good things come to an end.
I know. If you want to check us out at cliffandkendall.com. Cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Twitter.com/cliffandkendall. You can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or you can give us a call at 818-308-4FAT.
Oh, Kendall, I've got a quote.
Oh, and me too. Right. Places, everybody, places.
Places in 5, 4.
And noises off.
3. May all your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions. Oh, that was said by Joey Adams.
That's beautiful.
Doesn't that just say so much about America and our values?
Yes, it does. An optimist stays up till midnight to see the new year in.
God bless them.
A pessimist stays up to make sure the old one leaves, Cliff, and that was Bill Vaughn.
I tell you, that's what I did at the end of 2011. I stayed up to make sure that damn year got the fuck out of my face.
And I'll do it for this one, too.
I'll do it for
this one,
too.
Take us home, Cliff. Quickly.
Take me home. New Year's resolutions. My name is Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
We love you. Take a drink. See?
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Why won't you give your lover a sexual gift? Trust us, in the future, everybody, you'll know what I'm talking about. sexual gifts.